This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. Before I get to all the hot news of the day, I do want to read you my commentary. I read it earlier this week. I wrote it on the fly, but I've kind of redone some things. And it's now my nationally syndicated commentary for Sunday, syndicated by Creators Syndicate. It's called Kamala Harris is the Perfect Choice for VP. Many of you undoubtedly have not heard it. Those who have heard it, good. It's good stuff. So you can hear it again. Except I made some little changes, and I think it's cleaner now. And it's better. So, Kamala, really? Well, one thing is clear. Michelle said no. Maybe even hell no, as in Michelle Obama. Don't get me wrong. Kamala Harris is the perfect choice for basement Biden's VP if your only criteria is black female. Because other than that, Kamala offers nothing. The Kamala Harris VP choice is one of the great mistakes in presidential political history. Except, of course, Biden wanted and needed a black female. Remember, only 24 hours before announcing Kamala as his VP choice, 100 black male leaders sent Biden a letter demanding a black female VP choice or they promised he'd lose the election. Enter Kamala. She's certainly got the credentials if your only credential is black female. So let's look at what Kamala actually brings to the Democrat presidential ticket. First, she's unlikable. Kamala shares the lead in a space formerly occupied exclusively by Hillary Clinton. Pretty much everyone who knows Kamala doesn't like her. She's mean and nasty. She was intolerably nasty to Joe Biden in the Democrat presidential debates. Secondly, that brings up her disastrous presidential campaign. She never won one delegate. Biden's ship is sinking. Even those 100 black male leaders recognize that reality. But how does Kamala help? She just ran for president. Democrat voters soundly rejected her. Black voters overwhelmingly rejected her. She couldn't get black people to vote for her. She was an awful failure. How could she help Biden when she couldn't help herself? And then, here's a little ditty I've added. No sooner I'd written this column, a new Rasmussen poll was released showing one-third of black voters say Kamala Harris as VP makes them less likely to vote for Biden. Like I said, no one likes Kamala, not even black voters. Third, Kamala publicly stated she believed the females accusing Biden of unwanted touching and sexual assault. Yet she's willing to be his political partner? The political partner of a sexual assaulter? She wants him to be president? But I thought she believed the charges against him. Will Harvey Weinstein be joining the cabinet? I can't wait for Trump's television commercials. Fourth, Kamala has the most liberal voting record in the U.S. Senate to the left of Bernie Sanders. She supports Medicare for all, free health care for illegals, open borders, the insane Green New Deal with a $90 trillion price tag, free college and gun confiscation. So, we know her awful, radical, extreme views will motivate conservatives. Yet somehow, Bernie Sanders liberals despise her too. She's a very unpopular pick with the noisy radical left of the Democrat Party. Why? As a prosecutor, Kamala put almost 2,000 people in prison for marijuana offenses. Well, she admitted she was smoking marijuana herself. Like I said, Kamala defines unlikable. Fifth, her very public sexual affair with a married Willie Brown makes her quite possibly the biggest turnoff in history for Christian voters. But hey, give the Democrats credit. In 4 years, they've gone from a female candidate, Hillary, known for having a husband who cheated on her, to a candidate, Kamala, known for cheating with married men. I guess that's progress. I saved the best for last. I'm no prude when it comes to sex. I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee in 2008. I believe what you do in the bedroom is your business, as long as it doesn't cost taxpayers a dime. But Kamala received appointments to California commissions from her married lover, Willie Brown. Her affair came with a $400,000 payoff. That's corruption. Every taxpayer has a right to be outraged. Willie Brown used your taxpayer money to pay off his much younger lover. Now she wants to be your vice president. And you thought Obama had audacity? I believe Kamala should be indicted for theft of taxpayer funds. Think about this for a moment. What would the media say if President Trump had an affair while in office, gave his lover two cushy government jobs, paying out hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money? Can you spell impeachment? Now skip ahead 20 years and imagine if Trump's lover, who accepted the hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money for having sex with a powerful politician, was now on a Republican presidential ticket. That's Kamala. Biden picked her knowing all that? If you've ever questioned his judgment and massive decline of cognitive skills, this is the proof positive. Biden clearly has no idea what he's doing, but he sure made the perfect VP pick if the only criteria is black female. Or if the definition of perfect is perfect for Trump. Game, set, match. Kamala just clinched it for Trump. Thank you, Basement Biden. That's my new column coming out Sunday, nationally syndicated. Slightly different version than the one I wrote for the Gateway Pundit back on, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever it was he officially named Kamala, probably Wednesday. To me, every day is like a month, every month like a year. My life moves fast. Wednesday seems like a month ago. In any case, and by the way, I ran out of space here. I would have added one more. There's one more important point to add. The only point for a VP, generally, of a vice president, they really do nothing for the ticket. The only reason you'd name a VP is they're going to get you one state, right? And that was why I hated Paul Ryan. He never even got Wisconsin for Mitt Romney and the GOP. Never even got his own state of Wisconsin. But Kamala is California. Trump's going to lose California by like 6 million, 7 million, 8 million votes. So Kamala gets you nothing. You're already going to win California automatically. Kind of crazy. All right, biggest news stories in America. Number one, I think, is this little 5-year-old boy. I mentioned it yesterday. I might have been one of the few or only one to mention it in the country. A little white boy, and I'm only mentioning white. I hate to mention the color of skin of anybody. I really do, because right away you're called a racist. It doesn't matter. What if a little 5-year-old black boy was murdered? Would that make you feel better? Of course not. Of course not. But I think in light of Black Lives Matter, this has to be brought up. When a black guy gets killed by cops, it's the biggest news story in America. White cops. Biggest news story in America. Whether it be in Minneapolis or that story in Atlanta. Black guy shot by white cop, even though there's a struggle going on. It's still the biggest story, and it's hate, and it's racism, and it's division, and the nation burns, and there's riots, and there's all kinds of protests, and all kinds of cities lose buildings, and people are mugged, and oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. When one black man is fairly or unfairly killed by white police. So how about when a black man, whose neighbors with a white family, sees the little white 5-year-old riding a bike on his property and comes outside with his gun and shoots him in the head point blank. Shoots the 5-year-old boy in the head point blank. 25-year-old black guy kills a 5-year-old white boy. Will there be riots across America? Will there be protests? Will there be any protest of any kind? I know Al Sharpton doesn't care. I know Jesse Jackson doesn't care. I know all the black congressmen and women don't care. I know nobody in Black Lives Matter cares, but I care. Austin Hinnant describes holding his son, Cannon Hinnant, after he was shot in the head by a neighbor in front of his two little sisters. Shot by 25-year-old Darius N. Sessoms of Wilson, North Carolina. He's in police custody now for executing a 5-year-old boy. 5-year-old Cannon Hinnant on Sunday was riding his bike in front of his own home when Darius Sessoms ran up to him, put a gun to his head, and executed him in front of his two sisters. And the mainstream media says nothing. Nothing. How is it not an issue? It's only an issue when someone black is killed by someone white? Now it's not an issue? This guy, Darius Sessoms, lives next door to the victim's family and just had dinner at their home. He, the black man, had dinner at the white family's home. Now he's charged with first-degree murder. The father, Austin Hinnant, spoke with reporters on this horrible loss. His son died in his arms. Just unbelievable. And they have a video of the father talking. But look, you get the idea. I don't have to repeat it to you. What am I going to tell you? How a father feels holding his son dying in his arms? There's not much you could say, right? Not much you don't know. And not only is that a big news story, I'll give you a second news story. Because I'm so sick of this mask issue. family removed from flight by Southwest Airlines when their autistic toddler refused to wear a mask. Don't you think this has gotten a little out of hand? A Texas mom said her family was removed from a Southwest Airlines flight because her three-year-old autistic son would not wear a mask. It was just not a good morning, Alyssa Sadler said of the ordeal. Can you imagine these poor people? I mean, I have four kids, and they're four perfectly healthy kids. There's no autism. They're all fantastic. They're all brilliant. They're all beautiful. I can't imagine what it must be like to have a screaming autistic son who's always yelling and screaming and crying and never stops, and you know, you can't get him to put a mask on. Now you're trying to board an airplane. This poor, poor woman, my God. She was trying to get back to Houston with her son and one-year-old daughter. Can you imagine? She's got a little son, a three-year-old son, and a one-year-old daughter. And the son is autistic. Can you imagine what that's like? Is the screaming ever stopping her family? Wow. That's sad. And they're going to fight her. They're going to fight her because a three-year-old autistic boy, you can't get on an airplane when your three-year-old autistic boy doesn't want to wear a mask? How is that not a medical excuse? When a crew member allegedly said the flight would have to return to the gate because the boy wouldn't keep his mask on, he was screaming. He was throwing a fit. He was screaming, no, no, no. Because of her son's sensory processing disorder, he did not like having his face touched. That's a fact. I have heard that about autism for 30 years now. Even though Sadler had a note from their doctor about his condition, it didn't make a difference. Children under the age of 2 were exempt from the mask rule, the airline said. But he's 3. Let me tell you something. This is sick, and I think it's time. I have heard this story again and again. People have notes all over Vegas from their doctors saying they can't wear a mask, and they get told they can't enter a store, or they throw them out of the store. And I'm always pro-business. Guess what? It's time to sue every business in this state, in this city, in every state. Sue the pants off them. Go find a lawyer and sue them under the Disabilities Act of the United States of America.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators. A spray bottle, free. A dropper bottle, free. A fine mist nasal sprayer, free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, OptiVita is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I've got some stuff I want to share with you that's really powerful stuff about Chicago and New York, powerful stuff. OptiVita's powerful stuff. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul, new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. I drink it all day long. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. OptiVita comes packaged to be your guardian as liquid, skin gel, or throat lozenge. There's so much misinformation about silver. We've put together a Root Silver Bundle. That's what OptiVita is offering. A Root Silver Bundle. I told them we need a book on the science of silver to correct the misinformation. And we need to get the silver into the right places. So give them a free spray bottle and a free dropper bottle and a fine mist nasal sprayer, all free. And all you do is you go to patentedsilver.com because they have 50 U.S. patents on their silver technology, patentedsilver.com, or call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 844-5-SILVER. So apartment vacancies hit a record high in Manhattan. Over 13,000 apartments across Manhattan now sit vacant, a new record. The exodus of people from New York City now means that a record 13,117 apartments have been listed for rent in Manhattan, more than twice as many as were available for rent at this time last year. According to Element Report from Miller Samuel Incorporated, the number of vacant apartments is the largest since they began recording the data 14 years ago. The number of new leases signed in Manhattan has dropped 23%. Many young people are fleeing New York City due to the pandemic, part of an exodus that could have a serious economic impact on the city. Rental prices on the decline. As landlords look to entice tenants to move into their buildings, the average rental price dropped 7.6% in Manhattan. You never thought you'd hear that. The real estate market outside New York City has been red hot as residents look to escape the city and they move to the suburbs where prices are cheaper and residents have more space. However, some are now also blaming quality of life issues for the masses of people leaving, including the recent spike in violence, gun violence in the city. Folks, obviously, if you're with me in hour number one, you heard me and Bernie Kerik talking about this. And that's exactly what former police, New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Kerik said, that these people aren't leaving because of COVID. They're leaving because of crime and rioting and looting. And it's not even fun to walk down Fifth Avenue or Madison Avenue anymore. All the shops are closed. It's a disaster. And listen to what's happening in Chicago. As Chicago nears panic, Mayor Lori Lightfoot's partisan blather on national TV only hurts. From Hyde Park to the Gold Coast to Edgewater, residents across Chicago are adjusting their daily routines out of fear. They're avoiding neighborhood walks after 6 p.m. Yeah, keep in mind, it's light out till 9. They can't go out after 6. At night, they don't stand too close to their windows or dare to enjoy their outdoor balconies or terraces. Their children, who will likely now be homebound for the remainder of the year because there's no school, are forced to play indoors because local parks and playgrounds have been inhabited with litter, vandalism, and crime. This is not a way to live. And I can't fault homeowners when they tell me they're considering leaving Chicago. That's an open letter sent Wednesday by the president of Sudler, one of the biggest property management companies in Chicago, to Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Folks, liberals are idiots. Liberals are destroying our world. Lori Lightfoot in Chicago and de Blasio in New York are the biggest idiots, but they're the greatest example in the world. In a way, I love it. Because, of course, I don't live in Chicago or New York, so I guess I'm being mean here. I don't care. I love it. This is what Democrat policies represent. Socialism, Marxism, communism. Homelessness, crime, rioting, looting, vandalism, murder, carjacking, home invasion. And when they see this stuff, all they can think of is social justice. These people are blithering idiots. All they could think of is let felons vote. All they could think of is no bail. All they could think of is let's bring this to the suburbs. These are mentally ill people, and they're dangerous, and they're going to get us killed, and they're going to ruin our country. And if you don't bring 100 people out to vote for Trump, we're going to lose our country. So you better do it. Lori Lightfoot goes on TV and blames Trump. Alderman Ray Lopez says the fear is spreading, the anxiety is spreading. We're seeing individuals who used to see downtown areas like the crown jewel of our city now wanting to leave. Stores that were just starting to get past the main riots and looting now thinking they may not stay on the Magnificent Mile anymore. The streets are empty. This time of year, hotels should be full. Streets should be full. The rioting and violence have stopped people coming downtown. It has to stop, said Ashley Jones, a Gold Coast resident. It has to come from the highest level up top. We can't have our city looking like this. Folks, it's a disaster. Our cities have been ruined by Democrats.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
What happened should never happen again. So he is pleading guilty. Terrible thing. Terrible thing. Fact is, they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
President Trump's reaction as former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith is expected to plead guilty to altering documents used to justify the spying on of one-time Trump advisor Carter Page. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is outlining a five-part plan to limit looting similar to what happened earlier this week.
The challenge that we face goes beyond just broken windows and stolen property. What was damaged was the faith and confidence of our residents and businesses in their city's ability to ensure basic protection.
The city plans to put more than 1,000 officers on the streets this weekend to keep the city safe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020 Safe.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I think the Democrats are all running scared. It turns out that John Durham, does indict people. He's got a guilty verdict already. An FBI lawyer, Kleinsmith, pleaded guilty today, 38 years old. And the sleazy Mueller gang leader, Andrew Weissman, the biggest vicious communist pit bull piece of garbage in the world, scared to death today because it was his corrupt accomplice, Kleinsmith, who in 2016 texted, "I've initiated the destruction of the Republic." This is Mueller's pitbull, Andrew Weissman. He was the real king behind the throne. It wasn't, it wasn't Mueller. Mueller isn't even there anymore. When he appeared in front of Congress, it was clear that Mueller hangs out in the same assisted living facility as Biden. He didn't know what he was saying, where he was going, who he was. He didn't even understand his own outcome of his own Mueller report. But this guy Weissman, he's a brilliant, cunning little pit bull. Little piece of garbage. He's a little bully. And he's scared he's next in line. He wrote two articles last week disparaging Attorney General Barr and the DOJ. And today he's freaked out and went on a Twitter rampage about the guilty plea of his former resistance partner, Kevin Kleinsmith. Good. I love it. Let me give out the phone number, by the way. Love to take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We are open for calls. No guests the rest of this hour. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Try to do that more and more. Leave that last half hour of the show for calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Remember, you can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's my email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. And you can find me at Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. The new Twitter is Parler, @RealWayneRoot. I'm going to take a call in a second. We'll let the calls fill up a little bit. We'll take Jeff in a second. I want to mention this Yale professor who's fantastic, Harvey Risch, who believes in hydroxychloroquine. And he says hydroxychloroquine haters are spewing misleading and toxic disinformation. Don't you get people COVID when you spew? When you're spewing misinformation, aren't you giving people COVID? That's really dangerous. A lot of things spew in the air when you spew. Yale epidemiology professor Harvey Risch has hit back against critics who say he's been the subject of personal attacks over his insistence that hydroxychloroquine is highly effective in treating COVID-19 if administered early in the disease's progression. Of course it is. In a Washington Examiner op-ed, Risch writes that the pushback against his advocacy for the drugs has been furious. Dr. Anthony Fauci has implied I'm incompetent, notwithstanding my hundreds of highly regarded, relevant publications and peer-reviewed scientific literature. A group of my Yale colleagues has publicly intimated I'm a zealot who's perpetrating a dangerous hoax and conspiracy theory. I've been attacked in news articles by journalists who, ignorant of the full picture, have spun hit pieces from cherry-picked sources. Risch says the personal attacks were a dangerous distraction from the real issue of hydroxychloroquine's effectiveness, which is solidly grounded in both substantial evidence and appropriate medical decision-making logic. He adds there are no studies published or in preprint which disprove his theory that HCQ should be used on high-risk outpatients, and that assertions to the contrary, whether by Fauci, the FDA, or anyone else, are without foundation. They constitute misleading and toxic disinformation. COVID-19 has two main stages, according to Risch. An HCQ, that's hydroxychloroquine, works well in the first but not the second, the latter stage of the disease. At the first stage, it is a flu-like illness. That illness will not kill you. If you're a high-risk patient and begin treatment immediately, you will almost certainly be done with it in a few days. When not treated, high-risk patients may progress. And then they got to go to the hospital. Then they got to go to the ICU. And then they die on a ventilator. The virus then causes severe pneumonia and attacks many organs, including the heart. In this second stage, hydroxychloroquine is not effective. So as Rich points out, it's important to distinguish which patients HCQ works for. Does it not work in those who have just started to have symptoms or those sick enough to require hospitalization? Secondly, Rich notes that most low-risk patients, those below 60 with no underlying comorbidities, typically survive without treatment. High-risk patients are those over the age of 60 or those with chronic conditions such as obesity, diabetes, hypertension, and immunocompromised individuals. High-risk patients need immediate treatment when they first show symptoms. One should not wait for the COVID test result, which could take days and be wrong. Every randomized controlled trial to date that has looked at early outpatient treatment has involved low-risk patients, patients who are not generally treated. In these studies, so few untreated control patients have required hospitalization that significant differences were not found. There's only been one exception. The study done in Spain with low-risk patients, a small number of high-risk nursing home patients were included, and for those patients, the medications cut the risk of a bad outcome in half. I reiterate, he says, if doctors included any of my Yale colleagues, tell you that scientific data show that hydroxychloroquine does not work in outpatients, they are revealing they can't tell the difference between low-risk patients who are not generally treated and high-risk patients who need to be treated as quickly as possible. Doctors who do not understand this difference should not be treating COVID-19 patients. And just keep in mind, I've had on, you know, my favorite doctor, Vladimir Zelenko from New York. He's treated 2,200 patients and 2,198 have recovered, meaning two patients died. Two out of 2,200. And those two, one had leukemia and the other one was very old and very sick with many comorbidities. So this thing works. Let's take some calls. Dane in South Dakota on line three. Line three. Dane, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good, Wayne. Listen, when you were talking about that little boy that was murdered in cold blood,
yes.
One of the things that the media didn't say, that after he did this, he bragged about the blew the little brains out of this white privileged boy. That's what he was bragging about. Would you categorize that as a hate crime? You think the media talks about that? No.
And you know what's amazing?
Absolutely silent about this case.
What's amazing is they're next door neighbors, and they said he was over for dinner with the white family. The black guy that murdered the kid was at their dinner table just a few days ago. How is it possible you could then walk out and kill a little boy and brag about it? It's beyond belief what type of subhuman a person would have to be to do that.
And he did it in front of his two sisters. And then bragged about he blew out his white privileged brains.
Very sick. And
sad, with the sad state of affairs we're in, Wayne.
I know. I hope they have the death penalty in North
Carolina.
I hope they have the death penalty in North Carolina. Dane, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. It's certainly one of the biggest news stories in America that is not being covered. It should be the biggest news story in America, and it's not being covered. The mainstream media won't touch it. You know why? A black man killed a five-year-old white boy. You can't show that. Oh, that might hurt Black Lives Matter. That might rile up white people to vote for Donald Trump. That might embarrass black people. You can't show that. Well, you know what? Whether it's a white cop killing a black guy and the guy is innocent, or whether it's a black guy killing a poor, little, innocent, precious five-year-old white boy, it doesn't matter. All of it should be shown. All of it should be covered, and then let the people make a decision. That's all. And I guarantee you a lot of people will be aghast. I guarantee you most, 90% of all black people would be so sickened seeing this story. So sickened. And most black people aren't with Black Lives Matter, by the way. That's what's so amazing about the athletes. They're so dumb. They're so ignorant. It's unbelievable. The average black person isn't even with Black Lives Matter. There's a large black majority out there that does not want police defunded and understands how important it is they're not defunded. Let's take Mike in Connecticut on line one. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
What's up, Wayne? How you doing? I'm good.
Good, good. What's on your mind?
So, do you think that with the nomination of Kamala Harris, obviously there's a large anti-cop sentiment within the population these days. This pick by Biden is almost leaning into the fact that they're so unlikable that they're trying to lose on purpose and create a larger margin of victory, potentially for Trump, to make it seem like he cheated. You know, they're always talking about him kind of trying to affect this mail-in ballot system and everything like that with him in the post office. Do you think they're trying to almost lose on purpose in terms of like a strategy type move to, you know, potentially make Trump look more dictatorial? You know what I mean?
No, you're putting way too much thought into it. Way too much thought, Mike. Trust me when I tell you, Democrats actually think they've got it in the bag. They actually believe all the lying polls, and all the Hollywood celebrities think Kamala's the greatest choice ever. And you know, you and I and all the people listening know she was a terrible choice. It was a bad choice. It was a mistake choice. It was a failing choice. This is going to turn out to be one of the biggest mistakes in the history of politics. She brings nothing to the ticket. Zero. And, you know, normally you'd say at least she brings that she's black. Won't matter. Most black people don't even like her, and she's not really black. She's half Jamaican and half Indian, and Jamaican half owned slaves. So I'm sure black Americans are not going to be too happy when they hear about that. So, you know, already before they've heard about that, she has 30% of all blacks not voting for her. So don't put too much thought into it. Trust me, Democrats want to win, and Democrats think they're going to win. Democrats know that if Trump's reelected, they know what I know. Trump is going to come after them like no one can even believe. He's never going to face reelection again. Trump is going to be Trump. As Frank Sinatra says, he's going to do it his way. He never has to worry about what everybody in the media or the liberals or any Republican rhinos and the never Trumpers don't even worry about him ever again. Once you're reelected, run roughshod over all of them and rule the country by executive order, just like Obama did. Not a single liberal complained. And I'm not going to complain when a conservative president rules by the same way Obama rules. And we're going to pass everything we need in the second term, especially if we win the Senate and the House. And that's what I think we have a legitimate shot at making happen. So there's the story. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, C-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. That's why gold and silver were on one of the great runs in history over the last few months. They've gone down a little bit. There has to be some profit taking along the way, but they've gone down a little bit. But most experts I know think they're going higher, higher, higher. And back in, you know, all you have to do is look at history. Back in 1970, you know how long ago 1970 was? Wow. About 50 years ago, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and your future buying power. So when it's time to buy some gold and silver, and now is that time, go to Cornerstone Asset Metals, great friend of the show. And they've also, they really specialize in precious metals IRAs. So roll over a portion of your current IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA only for Wayne Allen Root listeners. Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs. So you open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Do it now. Toll free anywhere in the country at 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Cornerstoneassetmetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. And by the way, the fact that gold and silver went down 2 days in a row dramatically, it means this is a great opportunity to get in now, I think. Just my personal belief. Let's grab some calls. We got Art in Connecticut. Oh, let's go with Jeff in Vegas, because he's been waiting the longest. Jeff in Vegas. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Vegas?
Fantastic. What's on your mind today, Jim?
You know, getting Trump elected is only a piece of the puzzle. I think another thing people need to concentrate on is getting rid of all these local seats. We got to get rid of all the Schumers and the Pelosi's and all the Maxine Waters. We got to turn these states red. Because, you know, Trump gets back in office and he's still going to have all this opposition if we don't turn this stuff over.
And that's just Congress you're talking about. You're not even discussing the fact that you need Republican mayors, you need a Republican councilman, you need Republican sheriffs. You got to elect Republicans up and down the line.
Everything.
Everything.
It's got to start locally and work your way up.
You know what's sad? Look, here's the problem. Jeff, here's what I think is the problem. When Republicans are elected, they accomplish virtually nothing except holding everything, holding the status quo where it is. And when Democrats are elected, we go dramatically down. So basically every 4 or 8 years, we get Republicans, and nothing changes for the better. It just stays the same, and it doesn't get worse, which is, thank God, you know, it doesn't get worse. You know, under Jimmy Carter, he almost ruined the entire United States economy. Under Obama, he almost ruined the entire United States economy. Under Biden, we'll never survive, because we've already been through, you know, two terrible things with Carter and Obama, and believe me, the economy's sitting on glass here, and it would not survive Joe Biden. So we'd all be dead. That's the end of the United States of America.
Yep.
But under Republicans, it doesn't get better. It just doesn't get worse. And that's, you know, that's the problem. Don't forget, when Trump was elected, we controlled almost every governorship, almost every lieutenant governorship, most secretaries of states, a huge majority of state legislatures around the country. That's what you're talking about. Up and down, we controlled the Republican Congress and the Republican, or I say the Republican House and the Republican Senate. And we had the president, and we had a 5-4 lead with the Supreme Court. And guess what? We still got very little accomplished. A little. You know, Trump did a few little major things, major tax cut, and started to build the wall, et cetera, et cetera. But life didn't change dramatically for most of us. It just doesn't get better when a Republican's elected, but it just gets much worse when an Obama or a Jimmy Carter's elected. So we're really fighting just to keep things where they are, just praying they don't get much, much worse under President Biden or very quickly President Kamala Harris, God forbid.
Exactly. But one of the things Trump is doing, though, he's allowing them to do the stuff that they're doing to show the people how they really are.
You mean the violence in the cities? The violence in the cities. Yeah, he allowed some of that to go on. Yeah, but the people aren't smart.
You watch.
Republicans are smart. Democrats are not smart.
The day after the election, coronavirus is going to disappear.
Well, I understand. It'll disappear if Biden's elected. If Trump's elected, I don't know if it'll disappear. The day after the election, if Trump's elected, I expect a major civil war to begin. I think there's going to be massive revolution in this country. They will not accept the result. They can't even believe that Trump's going to win again. And he is. And I don't think it's going to be close. Let's take Art in Connecticut. Thanks, Jeff. Art in Connecticut, line one, last call of the night. Art, the floor is yours. You got 30 seconds.
Hey, I want to find. All I want to know is Obama, can he be charged for treason?
Art, he can be, but it'll never happen. Believe me, I'm with you, but it's never going to happen. He spied on the President of the United States. He tried to fix it and frame him. He tried to stop from getting elected. He tried to hand the election to Hillary. He tried to ruin my life with the IRS. He's a bad guy. He lied about Benghazi. He lied about Obamacare. The list is long. But no one's ever going to try him for treason, I promise you. Now, what they might, it's possible that, you know, for the spying on Trump, he could be indicted for something minor. You know, having some minor part in it. That's probably the best you could hope for. No one's charging him with treason. They're not giving the former president of the United States the electric chair. It's just not going to happen. All I can tell you is not going to happen. But Obama was a bad guy. He did a lot of destruction to our country. Thank you, Art in Connecticut. I'm on the run. We grabbed one more call, but we're out of time. For all the cops out there, be careful this weekend. Be safe. You know, I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do. The sacrifice you make for this country. All the military and all the vets. We love you. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.